Today's guest in the arts is Czech-German composer and conductor Rudolf Mazac, who heads a big band orchestra dedicated to the works of Stan Kenton and other jazz greats. In 2004, Rudy Mazac founded Jazzový Most, or Jazz Bridge, a festival bringing together international musicians in selected Czech and German cities. The festival returns to Prague next month. In our interview, Rudy talks about the lineup this year, as well as the initial idea behind the long-running project.
The first Jazz Bridge, Prague to Munich, took place in 2004 to celebrate the entry of the Czech Republic into the European Union. The Prague concert was broadcast live by Czech radio station Vltava. Then, at midnight on the 1st of May, German Radio Frankfurt broadcasted direct from the Marnes, Veni, via satellite to all German-speaking nations.
Today, many Czechs are more critical of EU membership than they were when the country first joined. And you could say, or it's quite clear, that it's a difficult time for the Union as a whole now due to the Eurozone crisis. So my question is, do you think at this particular moment some might view the slogan of the festival from Prague to the EU with a touch of maybe irony?
Like this festival, it's cultural projects with some political background. And we have to make more projects like this, more concerts.
So basically, it's a bridge in the sense that it brings people together.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely. That's the vision.
Now, musicians or artists who are taking part this year will be performing, I understand, in three cities or towns. Which are they, and are they the same as last year?
Years is different. In this year, 2012, we play in Prague, Hluboká nad Vltavou in the castle, Dresden, Stegen am Ammersee in Bayern, and maybe also in Munich.
And Hluboká is a new addition, correct?
Yes, yes.
Could you tell me a little bit about, say, how much you're looking forward to that performance? It's a wonderful castle. It's an historically important site.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know this castle. We are very happy to play there into festival South Bohemia Jazz Festival. It's two festival and we work together, Jazz Bridge and South Bohemia Festival. We play in open air.
Let's talk about some of the musicians who are taking part. As a conductor and composer, you're going to be leading the Kenton Mania Big Band, which celebrates the work of jazzman Stan Kenton. Yes. And my understanding is that this is a big band with a twist, that rather unusually you have 8 French horns, which is more than would be in a regular orchestra. Why is there such emphasis on the horn section?
Because I am French horn player. And in the 60s and 70s was Stan Kenton, one of composer who included French horns in his orchestra. And his music was very progressive and classical big band and so. But my idea is to perform a big band, not like revival Stan Kenton, but it's just inspiration to mix French horn sound with the sounds of big bands. 5 saxophones, 5 trumpets, 5 trombones, 5 main rhythm, and so.
And what kind of character or emphasis do the French horns add in terms of the sound?
Yeah, that's a good question. French horn is unusual instrument for jazz. So my mission in my young years, when I was student, I did study classical French horn playing and also jazz. It was my mission to put this sound of French horn group like in symphonies from Brahms, Beethoven, Wagner and Bruckner, put this sound group of French horns group into big band sound. And this arrangement is like in the middle, and the sound of Kenton a big band is sometimes very softly colorful and big in the speaking of the music. And we play swing, rock, jazz, funky, ballads, and all styles.
That leads into my next question, which is, what are some jazz classics or standards that you perform? I know that on the internet that you play Louis Armstrong and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, we play, singing also My Funny Valentine, also standards, new arrangements, and new composition. We have a lot of the jazz legend as our special guest, like Bobby Shue or Claudio Roditi, Don Menza, Dusko Gojkovic, Kim Nazarian from York Voices, Jay Ashby, trombone player from Dizzy Gillespie All-Stars Band. And this year we have our special guest. His name is Omar Kabir. It's Indio, New York player, trumpet, very, very good player, and beautiful trumpet, virtuoso.
Last year you issued a Best of Jazz Bridge, which mapped the festival from its beginning in 2004 until 2010. And as well, there was a reedition of a CD for Kenton Mania, a big band. Will there be a similar launch this year?
Maybe, maybe not. I have not so much money like before. Always the same problem.
Talking about the difficulties of money, one of the attractive things about this festival for audiences is that it's free. How does the festival pay for itself as well as for the performers?
The best financial help, I became support from Deutsch Tschechische Zukunftsfonds, or the Česko-Německý Fond, Minister of Culture of the Czech Republic, the City of Prague too, New Town Hall Prague, Universitätsklinikum Karl Gustav Karus from Dresden, Czech Tourism, Mane Holding, and Stegen am Ammersee. This festival was and is in a very short time very famous in Europe, in States, and so and so.
So you think that it is a festival that has caught on not only in the Czech Republic?
It's so half and half, but I can say it's very hard to work to make one festival without many famous. That's always the problem. But our festival is very special, with very special soloists and very special sounds. And yeah, we have time. We are so young. The best musician from the jazz scene here, they play at me. And they are very happy because my dramaturgy of the big band and festival is very interesting. The musician, Czech musician, like to play in my big band.
Now, you personally, I've read, divide your time between Munich and Prague.
Yes.
What is it like being home effectively in two places?
Yeah, it's very, very nice feeling because I'm driving still on the bridge between Prague and Munich. But I live there and in Prague also, and I speak German. I have a lot of friends, jazz musician, classical also. You know, the jazz music was for the people in the communist system in the 50s, 60s, 70s, a music to make us, people and musicians, much free. We don't need to talk about this communism system, but it was like a religion.